Okay, so we are on Zion Amun Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 11 lines from the bottom. Two words from the end of the line is Rabba Amar. We're still talking about this case of the distinction between the person who says, I'm going to be like Shloshim Yom, like Sa'aros Roshi or Chol Hayam, etc., and why that is different than just saying, Atzot Mikanav Atzofa Olam. So Rabba Amar, Shiny Sa'aros is Hol Umuvdalo Zumizu. So Rabba says, the reason why when you say Sa'aros or you say, Chol Hayam, etc., the reason that's different than saying Mikanav Atzofa Olam, because again, those are, Sa'aros are technically, they're separate items, right? You can tell the difference, one from the other, right? So they can be counted one, etc. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Gabay Yom Einami Haksiv Vayer Vayvoker Yom Echad. Days also that way. Days are counted night and day, one day. So you see that days can also be counted as separate entities. So answers the Gemara, no. Hasam Lav the Mifsaki Behadadihu. There, when the Torah says Vayer Vayvoker, the goal of telling us that was not to tell me that day, there's one day and a second day and a third day. That's not the point. The point, so Micah Amar, so what is the point? So we're trying to tell you that Yamama Valaila Chariomahu, right? Ula Olam no Mifsaki had Behadadi. What we're telling you is that night and day, it's actually the opposite. We're telling you that the goal of telling me by Yehir, by Yivok, or Yomachad is actually teaching that night and day are actually connected, right? The halachic day starts at night and begins in the day, right? So in a way that seems almost, it's not as logical as you would think. You think the night means the end of the day. For us, the night is the beginning of the day, right? And so we say by Yer, by Yivoka, to teach me that night and day are actually connected to each other and they're not separated, right? But So that's how Rabbah understands that distinction. Rava Amar, Lamulachalak Shui Kolahai, you're asking all these questions. Shani Hasam the Hakatani Harini Nazir Achas. Rabbi says, I'll answer all the questions with basically an ukimta, setting up. The case was a different case. What's the case? The case is what the guy said, I am making myself a Nazir Achas, meaning one term. So once he says Nazir Achas, so it doesn't really matter what he says. That since he explained it beferish, so now there's nothing even to talk about and everything is fine. Take a look at the Mefarish. On the bottom there, it's about 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom. Rav Amar Lamach Lakshui Kolehai Shani Hasan. Time of my Amar Command Amar Aricha Aricha Limilsi Aricha Limilsa Mikan Vat Sofa Olam. Why do we say when he says Mikan Vat Sofa Olam? It's like he just again we said the language is like just saying it's such a long hard thing to stay a Nazir all the time, meaning 30 days. Why was that? The Einu Nazir El Shloshim Dehaka Amar Achas the Mashma Chad Nazirusi Bilvad. He said achas. He said nazir achas. He said nazir achas. Again, and by the way, I think what he's really trying to say is look at the Mishnah. Amar harini nazir achas gadol achas katana, right?
That's in the first two, not
right. So he wants to say so afilu mikam vatzofa olam nazir shloshim yom, meaning the language also achas gadola mikam vatzofa olam, right? Or achas, or nazir achas, mikan vatsof olam. He wants to say that the same language. Vahova did ka'amar chada, lo efshar, de lo aminan, de hachi mashma, hai de ka'amar mikan vatsof olam, avahicha de ka'amar mikan vatsof olam, ploni. But in a situation where he said, from here and to a specific place, velo amar achas, and he didn't say that's one, lo efshar da aminan lacha, de kibali lave, batsir, de mehal chayamim, ikime oso amakom, ani oso amakom ploni. But if he says it from here to whatever place, and that's what he said. He didn't say achas, so then of course that's what he meant. It's a good question. Does Rava also believe the cases that he's muchzik b'derech? Right? It doesn't explain it. Does he say, for sure he has to be muchzik b'derech? His point is no. If he says achas, I know it just means one set of nazirs. But whenever he says from Ikan to a certain place, so then it's obvious that he means that place. Even maybe he hasn't gotten the derech yet. He hasn't not already going. But that's the distinction that Rava wants to make. Okay, good. All these Gemaras just continue to remind you, Aleph, don't make a nether, and B, if you do, which you shouldn't do, make it clear what you mean. But don't make one anyways. Okay, says that we didn't yet decide whether you should become a nether or not. That we haven't decided yet. We didn't decide if that's a good thing or a bad thing. We're only 7 blinded, so we'll see. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir V'yom Echad. Okay? I'm a nazir and one day. How many nazir visha achas? I'm a nazir and 1 hour. How many nazir achas umechsa? I'm a nazir 1.5. Hareza nazir shtaim. That become person becomes a nazir shtaim. What do we mean? Take a look at the Mefarish. Amar hareni nazir v'yom echad. Nazir shtei naziros. Right? In all these cases, you become two naziros, meaning that you have two sets of 30 days of being a nazir. The cave in the Amar hareni nazir, because when you said hareni nazir, chalele naziros, Rishona. Meaning the moment you said hareni nazir, you've now already set up one set of 30 days. V'chihada v'amar yom echad, or sha achas, or achas u'mechsa, you add something onto it afterwards, sheba naziris, all these cases, chay la'alei nazir shniya, now you made a second set of naziris. V'chayiv shtayim, digamar. V'od mechsa, dechi amar hareni nazir achas, chalav naziris achas, v'chihada v'amar u'mechsa, chalav nazir shniya. Alim amar hareni nazir shloshim v'echad, or shloshim u'shtayim, Kevin Shapirish Eno Nazir Shtaim Ela Kemin Hayam Shkibelov. We're going to see that case in a second coming up. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom Vishachas, etc. Or Shloshim Ve'echad Yom. So we'll see that. But the point is, in these cases, it's Shloshim and then you added something. So Shloshim is one or not, or Achas, and you added something. So, Harini Nazir, and then you add something. Harini Nazir is 30, and the thing you add on is another, presumably, we assume, another set of Nazirs. So we'll see. Okay. So Nazir Shtayim here again means two times you become Nazir for 30 days at a time. Fine. So it says Gemara, Lama li libisne kalahani, what do you need all this for? So like, I guess it should be obvious, right? What do I need this for? Take a look at the Mefarish. Lama li libisne kalahani, the mechayiv ba Nazir Shtayim, lisni chadmiya, umina yadarana yidot achrina. Again, you gave me the same halacha for all three. So just teach me one of them, and I would have known it. And if you add something to Harani Nazir, it makes it a second one. So why are you explaining more? So and so the Gemara, no, Tzrichi, I need it. Why the Itana Harini Nazir V'yom Echad? If you just said I'm a Nazir and one day, Hachahud Arminan Ein Naziris L'yom Echad. Right? So we'd say, there's no Naziris for one day. So we would say, you know, I guess it's going to be two. Right? Amatul Hachi Kimne Kamani Tartin. Right? So Ava Harini Nazir V'sha'achas. But if you said Harini Nazir and an hour, Limne Lamed Ve'echad Yom. Maybe I would say 30 and an hour is 31 days, right? Kamash Malam. So again, so the point being, if you just told me 30 days and one day, so fine, no problem. One extra day is no such thing. No such thing is one and a zero, so that must be two. But 30 days and an hour, so maybe I would have thought that that's just 31 days. Okay. The Mefarish points out, Eimad Dehavi Kiman Amar Shloshim Ve'echad Kamash Malam. Maybe you think I said 31. Fine. V'i Tana, if you flip the page, V'i Tana Sha'achas, and if you told me just the case of Sha'achas, that's Mishum Delo Nachis Ladafka. Ava Achas Umechza, the Nachis Ladafka, Eim El Lolimne, El Lolimne Tarte. So, and if I just said Sha'achas, right, look at the Mefarish in the top, V'i Tana Sha'achas, Hasam Hunami, Hoa Velo Delo Nachis Naziris Dafka, Nemehavish Shloshim Yom V'sha'achas, the fish in nojun the shows. Meaning you say Sha Achas, we say Lo Nachis Ladafka. It's not exactly clear what that means, right? How do they translate the words Lo Nachis Ladafka?
It could have been said that 1 hour generates a full term because the hour was not precise.
Not precise, yeah, exactly. So again, because you don't take a nether for a certain number of hours, no such thing. Right? So an hour is something that's Lo Nachis Ladafka. Right? So maybe in that case, La Hachihu da Amar de Mechai Bishtei Naziris. Meaning I say, you know, Nazir, Harini Nazir v'sha'achas. Like, v'sha'achas, what's sha'achas? Okay, it must mean a second Naziris. Right? But Naziris v'yom echad, I know what yom is. Yom is the amount of time, that's like a regular, you know, amount of time that we actually count things. Right? And therefore, right, he says, avahecha da'amar Naziris achas u'mechza, the Naziris nachas adafka. Right? That's a more specific amount. Eima d'lom limne tarte, ela mem he yomim, bava, maybe... you know, Nazir Umechza, or Yom Echad Umechza, and it's 45 days. So that's a very specific amount of time. So maybe that's what we do. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Kulu Nazir Shtayim. Right? So because I was concerned, How do I look at the difference between an hour and a day and a day and a half or zeros and a half, etc. So that's why the Mishnah went out of its way to explain all three. So you shouldn't think there's any difference. Fine.
The Mishnah says already knows your ahas machsa.
Yeah.
It's an hour and a half, right? Not a day and a half, right? I'm just looking at the order.
No, it could be a nezirus and a half.
Okay.
Nezirus and a half. So that's exactly Mara's point. I could have thought that was 45 days. So the answer is no. That's also just, you know, 1 hour. I get it. 1 hour is nothing. So it must just mean another nezirus, right? Or 1 day. I get it. There's only nezirus for a day. There's no nezirus for a day. So maybe that means two. But nachos and mechazon, maybe 45 days. I don't know. Because again, a person can say hareni nazir arba'im v'chamesh yom. You can say that, right? So that, again, there is such a concept of a nazir that is that amount of time if the person explains it explicitly. So when you say nazir achas u'mechza, that's very possible that he would mean that. But because it wasn't explicit, it just automatically triggers a second nazir. The mefarsh just explains kamash malan tibakulu chayev tarte. Right? All these you have two sets of naziris. Veheicha the amar beresha already nazir stama. Right, but if a person just says Hareni Nazir, Chaylalei Nazir, that's weird. What is it? Chaylalei Naziris Lamed. That makes them have a 30-day Naziris. V'chi Hader V'Amra O Yom Echad O Sha'achas O Naziris U'mechza. Kibun the Kibal Miktzasa Kamisha Kibal As Kula Dami V'Chay V'Beis Nizir. So he wants to say those cases also. He said those cases also it would be like a second Naziris if I. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha Achas. Nazir Nazir Shloshim Ve'echad Yom. Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha Achas. Nazir Shloshim Ve'echad Yom. She'in Nazir Shloshos. Okay, so this sounds almost like the same the case before. But we'll see. So here he says, right? I'm a Nazir Shloshim Yom Visha Achas. So that's not, you might have said that's what? Two Naziris, right? But it's not. It's, in that case, it's considered 31, because why? You don't think Naziris are shows. It can't be a Nazir for a certain number of hours, right? It's Naziris for a certain number of days. So the previous case was Hareni Nazir V'Sha'achas, okay? This is Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achas. The difference here is that he counts, he tells you the number of days and then adds an hour, okay? So if he does that, so then it's 31 days. Okay. So Amarav. Lo Shanu El Da Amar Shloshim Ve'echad Yom. Okay. This halacha is this way, right? He says Shloshim Ve'echad. He says Shloshim V'yom, Shloshim Yom V'sha'achas. So this is only true if he said Shloshim Ve'echad Yom. Va Amar Shloshim Yom V'yom Echad Nazir Shtayim. Right, but like we said before, we're just talking about it. But if he says Shloshim Yom, and then he says Yom and Yom Echad, so then it's Nazir Shtayim. Just to clear that, but what Rav is saying is that we treat Shloshim Yom v'Yom Echad the same as Hareni Nazir v'Yom Echad. That's the point. But it's only if he says Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom v'Sha'achas or Shloshim Yom Shloshim v'Echad Yom. That's going to be considered like one unit. But once he adds on another day, so that's already counts as a new Naziris, right? Because if you want to say it's a certain number of days, then tell me the number of days together at once. Okay.
Would there be a difference if you said Shloshim Ve'echad Yom versus Shloshim Yom Ve'echad?
Yes. I think that's what Rob's saying, right? It's okay. Only where he says, it's funny because he didn't say either of these things. The mission is he said Shloshim Yom V'sha'achas, right? But what he's saying, it sounds what he's saying is, if the way you declare Naziris is all of the amount of time as one, right? So then you want to add a day or two or three or four to 30, that's fine. But if you say Nazir or Shloshim, and then you say and a day or and 2 days or whatever, so that's already when we say, whoa, that doesn't work, that's the second Naziris.
If you say 30 and 1 day, that's really 32 days.
No, if you would say 31 days, it's 31 days. If you say 30 and 1 day, it's 60 days.
Oh, 30 and 1 day is 60 days.
Right. How is another Stein?
But then is Rav disagreeing with the top of the Mishnah, right? That he's basically should be
Good, good. So I think what we're going to see is that our Mishnah said, well, actually, look in the Mepharish right now, where he says, Amar Rav, Hayd Daikinan v'masnisin dechi Amar Shloshim Yom v'sha'a Nasa Kimisha Amar Lamed Aleph Ve'ino Chayiv v'Niziris Ela Lamed Aleph B'Vat. Right, Rav saying, this whole idea, we're saying that, you know, this idea of adding just an hour is like adding a day, right? That's only going to work. Lo shanu ela da amar lamin alef yom. Avayim amar hareni nazir shloshim yom vi yom echad kevin da amar lishna yisera. Right, because you added, we're going to see this language, this concept of lishna yisera in a second. You added an extra language onto it. Havei nazir shtayim. Right, the rav savor like Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see the darish lishna yisera. So we're going to talk about this case in a second. But presumably the point is that you're going to ask the question. So why isn't it? Why don't we say the same thing about adding an hour? Why doesn't adding an hour make it into it? So it must be because we don't count hours. Because hours are not really an amount of time. So he adds just an hour, so that already doesn't bother us as much. But let's see as we move along. If we can get a better answer to that. Fine. V'amar shloshim yom v'yom echad nazir shtayim. So Rav Savar la Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so where is this? What is this about? What's Rav talking about? He holds Rabbi Akiva. The Darish Lishna Yisera, because he darshan's idea, he says, we look into, we care about, we give chashivas to the extra language that people use. This non, as we learn in a Mishnah, which tells us the following ideas. The Mishnah Erechin and Bava Basra, which explains the following. And actually, look in the Mepharish, who's going to explain the background of the case. Okay? This non, the last skinny line there, Hamocher Bayis Echavera. Okay? Person sell, the Gemara doesn't quote this part of the Mishnah. A person sells a house to his friend. V'hayalo sham bor vidus. Okay, and the person has in there some type of pit and a cistern in the house. Lo, maybe it's on the property, etc. Lo machar esabor ve'esados. Afa v'shakasav lo umka veruma. So he doesn't count. Even though he sold the house, he didn't sell the pit and the cistern. Even though he actually described the breadth and, you know, depth and width, etc. of the property. Okay, those things are not included. Okay, so now go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Okay, Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Darish Lishni Yisera. This none. How do I know? Loes Abor v'Loes Ados. Right. Afa Bishakasav La Umkavruma. So you sell the house. You sell a certain property. You don't sell the pit and the cistern that goes along with that is part of it. Even though you wrote the full measurements and presumably those areas that are included in those measurements. V'Tzarach Likach Lo Derech. Right, and the person himself has to actually, purchase a passageway to that area. Look at the Mepharish. V'tzarech lo lamocher, the seller now, likach lo derech lilich labor v'dush shalo. He has to now purchase a way to get there. Right, the bor and the dush remain his, but the whole property belongs to the other guy. So what does he do? He has to purchase a pathway to get there, to get into the property, which now is not his. Yifrach b'avir, or he can float in the air, right? To get there. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Dekasavar ba'ayin yafahu mocher, v'lo shi'er derech la'atzma, right? Because he assumes that the guy sold it, you know, with an ayin yafah. He's selling him everything, right? And he's not, he didn't leave over a path for himself when he sold it to him. Okay? V'chachamim omrim, ein tzarech likach l'derech. But the Chacham says he doesn't to purchase a pathway. The Amrinan Keshim Sheshayer Sabor Besados La'atzmo Kach Shir Lo Esederach. I mean, if you include it, I'm selling you my whole property, but I'm keeping the shed for myself, right? So the understanding is that whatever pathway it takes to get to the shed, I'm leaving also because otherwise I couldn't access it.
He reserves himself an easement.
There you go. Yes, this came up many long time ago, and you taught me the language of easement. Good. Yeah. Excellent. So he left himself an easement, of course, because that's how you get there. What else is the point, right? But Rabbi Akiva agrees if he actually said chutz me'elu, right? If he says I'm leaving out this area, so that's fine. Take a look at the Mepharish. Bizmancha amalo mocher beferish chutz me'elu bor vedus the kevin da amral lishna yisera, right? Since he said an extra language. Deha afilu lo amar chutz lo havu mochun lahachi amar chutz l'shaya lo esederech. Right, so if he says explicitly that he's trying to leave this extra area, so then he doesn't have to be likach lo zderach. Meaning what? Not that he said chutz mei this pathway. That's not the point. The point is that he said chutz from the boar and the dus. Now once he said the boar and the dus, so now what do we also assume? He also meant the pathway.
Because right? He didn't need to say
He didn't need to say chutz mei, right? It would have already been understood that he wasn't getting this, that he wasn't selling the boar and the dus. Like it's obvious, right? So the fact that he then sold it, he says out loud, I'm selling the boar and the dus, what does it mean? The Lishna Yisir, that extra language, teaches me that he also must have meant to include the pathway to get there. So the point just being, all that we're learning here is that what Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. At the moment you say vit, you add on something else, so that like, you know, that gives me something to darshan, and that teaches me something, must be something new is going on here. He didn't just mean vi yom echad, must mean that he is trying to add something extra, and not just a day, but he's trying to add time. The only kasha is like here, if he didn't say vi yom echad, I wouldn't have known he meant another day, right? That's the only like, it's the only thing that's a little like harder. I just want to see if he has.
Our tool leads into this. He's actually saying Shloshim Yom Yomecha. So what's superfluous is saying day twice, because he says day twice.
Day.
Right.
Shloshim Yom, V'yom Echa.
The double Lashon.
Of Yom.
Shows that it's two.
Yeah, look at the Rash Tosis for 1 second. Lower Shanu El the Amar Laman Aleph. Yom Perish Az Lo Have Nazir El Laman Aleph Yom. About Amar Shloshim Yom V'yom Echad Nazir Shem Nefisha Yisir B'Yoshono. Base pa'amim yom, right? Because he said the word yom twice. Who can be furish for us? The sever like Rabbi Akiva, right? He tells himself the kash ksas kasha the masnis and the katani high lishna fine lam laf yom el lamid v'sha achas fine. But he's a little bothered by the question that Arnon raised earlier. V'yishlom the masnis and pirish lishna the solik hanu harini other v'sha achas. You know, v'hu adin debereishan nami ki amar hareini nazir v'yom echad. So the Tosfos say it's la dafka, and he meant yom echad also. But the point is the extra yom comes to me. He's trying to tell me more. That's like Rabbi Akiva. Once you add more words, you mean to include a whole lot of extra stuff, and that's why he says if that happens, you're now going to add a whole second set of naziris. We'll stop here and we'll pick up with Mishnah and Daf Ches next time.